Hey, poker peeps. Thanks for tuning in to another Anchor segment. So in that prior segment about three bets and using a tick sheet to record your three bet opportunities, I said that I had missed a call-in from PJ. Well, I actually found it. I didn't realize that Anchor saves the call-ins until you delete them or until you post them on your channel. So I'm going to play PJ's call-in right now, and then afterwards I'll give him my suggestions for three betting in MTTs or live MTTs. Thanks.
Hey Sky, what's up my brother? This is PJ. I'm just calling in. Wanted to say I'm a huge fan of what you're doing over there and just love the work, and it's helped me tremendously. Yeah, you're the man. Anyway, so I got a question for you. Regarding live tournaments, I know you do more online, but I've noticed that I don't three bet very often at all. Like in a live tournament, I won't three bet until really late in the tournament, like towards the money, and then you usually get huge respect. They assume you have a huge hand, and I can usually get a bluff through late to pick up the blinds when they're really high. I guess I'm just wondering, I realize that works in the short term, but I guess I'd like some more advice on three betting, opening up my range to be able to three bet more often and when I should, and I guess just some advice on three betting would be great, and see if the way I've been doing it is at all a good idea.
Hey, thanks for that, PJ. I appreciate that question. So when it comes to three betting in MTTs, live or online, either way, it's a really good practice to do. If you only three bet with aces, kings, and queens, you're going to become pretty predictable right there. So the first thing that you'll want to do is create a three betting range off the tables, away from the tables. Choose some hands that you're going to mostly be three betting for value, you know, jacks or better, and then ace, queen, maybe ace queen suited, ace king suited as well, ace king offsuit as well. Think of that as like your standard value range. It could even go as low as nines depending on who you're playing against. And then you also want to think about some three bet bluffing hands, but hands that can flop some good equity. 9-8 suited, 10-9 suited, jack 9 suited for a suited gapper, ace deuce 3-4 and 5 suited for some nice flush possibilities right there. So choose a three bet range consisting of both value and bluff hands. But you're not just going to implement those willy-nilly. Every time you're dealt pocket jacks, you're not going to three bet it no matter what. Like, you need to think about the situation. So what you're going to do is start playing some tournaments, maybe play in those cheaper local daily, like $35, $50 buy-in tournaments, but go in with a focus of three betting more often. Think about that range you want to three bet with, and every opportunity, consider the hand that you're dealt, the player who opened it, and think to yourself, is this a good spot to three bet for value or three bet as a bluff? Now, the key here is to know why you're bluffing. Why you're three betting. Are you going for value, which means that you want a call, or you want a four bet because you want to call the four bet, or you want to five bet yourself? Or are you going for a bluff? Do you want your opponent to fold? That's the first thing. You know, you need to have a good reason. And then on top of that, you need to have a plan. So if you're three betting for value, what are you gonna do on the flop if your opponent calls? What are you gonna do if your opponent four bets over the top of your three bet? What if you three bet from the button and the big blind decides to four bet? What are you gonna do? What if you three bet from the cutoff, then the button, the small blind, the big blind, and the opener all call you? What are you gonna do on the flop? You need to think about these things, whether you're bluffing or three betting for value. But the big things are create that value range and the bluff range ahead of time. Play some tournaments with the intent to three bet more as practice. You know, you want to see how this whole plan, how this three betting works more for you, and you just want to practice it, and then have a reason for every three bet, whether it's bluffing or it's for value, and then also have a plan before you throw those chips out there. Alrighty, good luck to you, PJ. Practice that three betting and let me know how it goes.